America Weekend.
Hi there, it's America Weekend with your pal, Valerie Smaldone. Hope you're doing well this weekend. I like to give you information about food trends, and I get my information from many different publications that I kind of put together and create a report. So on this America Weekend, I thought I'd give you some latest news about food crazes that you may not know about, or things having to do with food. Maybe not all food related, but having to do with food. The first one really caught my eye because it is about the pumpkin craze that has hit America. And isn't it true that right around August, at the end of summer, we start to see these pumpkin-infused foods all over the place? And the one that does it a lot is Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's has pumpkin everything, and it's showing no signs of stopping. So because there's this American affinity for pumpkin flavor in Japan, they've done something very unique in their McDonald's. It's not being done here, but it's being done in Japan. So from now until Halloween, McDonald's Japan is selling pumpkin and chocolate sauce covered French fries. So this seasonally inspired offering is a spin on the chocolate sauce soaked McChocolate potato, which they did once before, I guess. That seems to be very popular. And it has that pumpkin flavoring to the mix. And all it is they have this really fake looking orange pumpkin sauce that they pour over the French fries, as well as a chocolate sauce. So if you happen to be in Japan during this period of time, you can actually pick up your French fries at a Japan McDonald's with pumpkin flavored sauce and chocolate sauce on top of it. Interesting. No comment on that. Now, over in Chicago, there's going to be a Harry Potter wine dinner that is going to happen in Chicago, a Harry Potter wine dinner. Now, I have never read nor have I seen a Harry Potter movie. I'm one of the few people in the world that really am not interested in Harry Potter at all, for whatever reason. I don't think there's any mention of wine in the book, but it's happening anyway. The people at the City Winery in Chicago is hosting Expecto, a Harry Potter wine dinner. And what guests will expect is they can experience the magic of Harry Potter through your taste buds. So the eatery is going to have this sort of journey as you can travel through the wizarding world of Harry Potter with a four-course pairing menu based on the characters and the locations in Harry Potter. So they're coming up with a prefix meal that you will be delighted by. Apparently, the first date is happening in October. It's $85. The two-hour event has already sold out that particular date, leading the City Winery in Chicago to add a second date on October 25th. So I guess there's a tremendous interest in Harry Potter and wine in Chicago. So let's see if that comes to other cities as well. And finally, this is really not about food, but it's about the habits of a marathoner. This guy, a marathoner, ran a 2,200 mile trail in 45 days, 22 hours and 38 minutes, made it to the summit of a mountain in Maine. And he did this average of about 48 miles a day. But as he was consuming food, here's what he ate or drank: Red Bull, Tang, bacon, three Musketeers bars, and then every night he'd have a beer nightcap. And he also ate an entire bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken, pepperoni pizza, and more beer. Not exactly what you would think a runner would be consuming, because they're usually very healthful and they have protein and vegetables. But this particular runner, who did very, very well, ate all this junk food and did it anyway. So I think that's pretty astounding. So kudos to this fellow, this ultra marathoner, Carl Meltzer. Pretty fascinating story, if you ask me. I want to welcome you to America Weekend. So nice to have you along. I'm Valerie Smaldone. Much more coming up.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. If last year Sturgis did suck in a million bikes, which it didn't, this year drew a third of a million, which it didn't, Main and LaSalle streets were easily navigable. The locals figured it out right away.
That's Sturgis, baby.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The precipitous drop in attendance at this year's 76th Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. Except for Tuesday, Main and LaSalle streets were easily navigable, even with the every block stop signs. Ample sunshine, ample storms, up to baseball size hail, and a 100 mile an hour downburst that snapped light poles right off a ground level. Full report on American Biker Minute, scroll back to August at AmericanBikerMinute.com and check out the Sturgis blog. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Is the internet making you stupid? Yes, according to author Nicholas Carr.
In his book, The Shallows, What the Internet is Doing to Our Brains, he cites research which shows that the internet is changing how our brains work.
We see a lot of information, but we struggle to fully comprehend it. How can you maintain your ability to be a big thinker?
Don't go to bed with new technology. Set a real alarm clock rather than using the alarm on your phone.
Then you won't be tempted to surf the net.
You know how that goes. You jump from site to site. Next thing you know, an hour has passed. An hour you could have been sleeping.
So ditch the technology at the bedroom door to give your brain the break it needs. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.